It's the 15th of November. My name is David Hooper, and this is Big Podcast Daily, the podcast where I read stuff or I answer questions. I don't talk about podcasting at all, except for a message like this. Those two things, reading things and answering questions, those are two things that you can do right now. You'd be like me, put it up on Anchor, anchor.fm, and it will make you a better host. Once you've got that, or even if you want to start beforehand, I can help you with the marketing. That's at bigpodcast.com/subscribe. That podcast called Build a Big Podcast. That's a marketing podcast. But I can't help you as far as getting to be a better host. That is time behind the mic. That's why I'm doing this. I do it. I don't just talk about it. I eat my own cooking. And right now, because it's a weekend episode, during the week, I have episode prep from a morning show that I'm reading. That's what I'm reading now. I've read different things over the months that I've been doing this. Modeling contracts, airline safety information, stuff that makes me a better reader, just random stuff. And I'm going to read some questions that come from the Poddex app that I'm going to answer them. I was doing one called The Hustle. Let's see if they got different questions. If you had no deadlines, what project or task would you focus on right now? I don't have deadlines. I've been self-employed for 20-something years, man. The deadline is it needs to get done. And I'm working on a brand new book. It's about podcasting. That will be, in theory, I'm a little behind on it as far as my daily writing, but I've got maybe 35,000 words on it so far. It's going to be a shorter book than the last one. It'll be done in January. That's my deadline. I don't know that it actually is going to come out in January, and that's simply because I've got to get a copy editor. I'm not going to do a lot of editing. It's not going to be as polished as the last one. I think it's going to be a little bit more raw, but it is going to be helpful to you. Different episode templates, different ways for you to connect with people, and sort of a book on attitude. And that's what I think that you bring as a podcaster that nobody else can copy. The hosting, you know, basically stuff like this, not using ums or ahs, having a nice voice, great mic technique. Somebody can copy that. Pretty easy to do that. The topic, they can do that. But when it comes to your personality, when it comes to your background that you bring into podcasting, that can't be copied. Let's say you're talking about water and water cleanliness and water, let's keep it good so we can drink it. Maybe a EPA thing. Let's say it's going to be about the safety of water. Well, if you have something to do with the environment or safety that you're coming in with, you're going to bring that into the mix and be able to have a podcast that will be different from somebody that was coming in with maybe my background, an entertainment background. I mean, I can certainly talk about water and EPA and cleanliness and how to get people to care about conserving water or being safer in the water or drinking clean water. I'm going to look at it in a completely different way. And that's one of the things that you're going to bring to the table. So anyway, back to deadlines. I don't have deadlines. I want to get stuff out. All right. What entrepreneurial tricks have you discovered to keep you focused and productive in your day-to-day busy schedule? Did not answer this. I'm talking about making a schedule, this thing I've got called Cave Day. That's caveday.org. It's pretty interesting. I was on there 6 hours today, and it's a Sunday. And basically, it's people watching me as I work. And I was doing some podcast booking. It's somewhat intricate, but not like writing a book, but definitely you need to be focused. You're writing different people and you're responding to people and you're trying to keep in touch with people and have spreadsheets and things. And it's great to have that focused kind of element. It's not really safe to get together with people right now. And even if I could, I don't like working with people in the same office. When I was running my music conference, and this has been almost 20 years ago now, we had an office and it had, I don't know, two or three people in it full time. And we had a lot of the people that we worked with, they were working from home. And we had a lot of people that would come on the, you know, like during the event, like stage managers and things, and they would come in just during the event. So overall, as like volunteers and everything, we might have had 200 people in there, but the day to day, you know, we got two or three people in there, and I had a separate office on the other end of Music Row, just me, because I don't like working with people. So does that answer that? What is your trick that you've learned to keep you focused and productive? Work alone. That way you're not being interrupted. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, let's go on to the next one here. There was something called hoops. My name's David Hooper, so I know nothing about sports. It says, do you want to be like Mike? Did you want to be like Mike when you were a kid? Yeah, maybe Michael Jackson. The Hoops Deck is all things NBA and perfect for those postseason podcast conversations. All right, this will be funny because I don't know a damn thing about basketball. So people ask me about it. The best dunker you've ever seen. Is that Spud Webb? He's a short dude. All right, him. What's your favorite NBA team when you were a kid? Didn't care. Tell me your top 10 NBA players ever. Really? Really? Like Kobe? Kareem Olajuwon, Larry Bird. I couldn't name 10 NBA players. Top 10, damn. All right. When's the last NBA game you went to? Never been. Who do you consider the most overrated player? I haven't watched The Last Dance. People talk about Michael Jordan. Is he 100 times better than the next guy on the team, even though he's making 100 times more money? I don't know. I mean, selling a lot of Bic razors or whatever he's selling. Gatorade. All right, well, not giving me any more. All right, that's probably for the better. Because like I said, I don't know a thing about NBA. What do you do when you're on a podcast and you don't know a thing about what the guy's asking you about? You vamp it? So let's think about that. What are your top 10 NBA players? Wait, really? Really? You brought me on here to talk about NBA? I'll talk about podcasting and marketing. What? No, I'm sure I would think of a more clever way to say that. But you may have experienced this. If you're a guy, there are a lot of successful people and they never open up the sports section of a newspaper, never watch a game, don't care. I'm one of those guys. I don't care. Not a sports fan. We're building a huge soccer stadium pretty close to where I live within, 5 minutes. And don't care. Tennessee Titans, don't care. Nashville Sounds, don't care. It could all go away and I would not care. I don't think that it adds a whole lot. Let me take that back. It doesn't add a whole lot to my life. I think it adds a lot to some people's lives. I'm more of a music and arts guy. Like I said, that's my background. I'd rather have music here in Music City, not sports. But, you know, to each his own. So there you go. Now you sports fans don't like me. Okay, write me up at David Hooper on Twitter. And if you need podcasting help, bigpodcast.com. bigpodcast.com/subscribe is where to get the other podcasts. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you tomorrow. As soon as I can figure out how to stop the recording on this anchor. All right, goodbye.